Next item on our agenda is community design. Alexis, I think McCormick Taylor has done a very good job in writing this element. I'm going to recommend just one, and for me, that's very minimal. I'm a little bit like Mr. Johnson with Post-its, you know? When I only have two Post-its in my book, it's a good day. On page 11, we mention a consideration should be given to whether wetlands defined under Section 404 of the Clean Water Act should not count as open space. And then on page 12, we say wetlands as defined under Section 404 of the Clean Water Act should be preserved as open passive space. The two are arguably argue against each other. I'm just asking, and if the commission agrees, that we simply strike the sentence on page 11 and keep the sentence on page 12. Does anyone on the commission object to that? If not, we'll just strike that one sentence. And
so
with that,
strike the one on page 11.
The one on page 11, which starts with consideration and ends with not count on open space as well.
Okay.
Because they're conflicting statements. And that's the only change I had. I think Ms. Hoey Stevenson had a couple of items, and I'll give her the floor.
I just had a couple of things. Page 17. We're talking about the strategies. Well, yeah, I thought this one went pretty well. So strategy 13.2.4.1, which is create an awards program for architectural and site design excellence to encourage and recognize outstanding design. We might just want to add in there to like maybe work with the Home Builders Association because they are already doing things like that. So we can.
Okay.
And then.
So instead of create.
Instead of
work
create,
with.
Work with the Home Builders Association, HBA. Why reinvent the wheel if we can just add a spoke?
Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're good.
These are all small things. And then just one more, which was the two lines down, strategy 13.2.5.1, which says review the zoning code to determine if modifications are needed to permit tiny home construction when appropriate conditions are satisfied. And I just thought that was too narrow a construct, and so I'm proposing we change that to say review zoning code to determine if modifications are needed to permit new styles of housing such as tiny house construction to be developed as they appear in we'll have floating houses at one point. We need to be ready.
Levitating
houses. I mean, who knows what's coming up. Bunker houses, I don't know, but
what was the back end of that you said?
To permit new styles of housing
such as
tiny house construction to be developed in code as they appear.
Okay.
Everybody okay with that change?
I just want us to be open so that we're acknowledging that there are things out there we don't know about yet.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
How's it?
Mr. Wheatley, have any?
Good.
Mr. Hoskins?
Good.
Okay, so since changes are so minor, I think it would be good to entertain a motion to post this as a draft on our website. Would somebody be so inclined?
Second.
So made.
Put the second in front of the motion, but it's okay. We can deal with that. All in favor of the motion to post the community design element as a draft on the website, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So done.
Okay. I'll make these changes, get it to Janelle, and it'll go up on the website.
Okay. And now we can move on, and we've actually jumped ahead of schedule just a little bit, which is cool, to mobility.